I grew up in a family that did not have a lot of money.
我从小生长的家庭不是很富有。
And so Christmas was always a very special time of the year.
所以对我们来说，圣诞节一直是一个很特别的日子。
Because at Christmas time we would get some presents that things that were not normal for us.
因为在圣诞节的时候，我们会得到一些对我们来说不寻常的礼物。
And so in the weeks before Christmas, I can remember the excitement.
所以我记得在圣诞节之前的几个星期，我就特别的兴奋。
We'd start to look at the packages.
我们就开始看那个各样的包裹。
And then when my mom was in the other room, we'd start to take the package and shake it and listen.
当妈妈不在这个房间的时候，我们会过去拿着那个包裹，然后摇一摇，然后看一看。
Smell it to see, does it smell like anything?
甚至去闻一闻，看它闻上去像什么。
I was always very happy if I could figure out what it was ahead of time.
如果我能提前知道那个包裹里是什么，我总会很开心的。
Christmas was exciting.
对，圣诞节是让人很兴奋的。
This is a time of gifts.
这是一个礼物的季节，一个礼物的节日。
The music we sang this morning in the story was about a man who gave gifts to Jesus.
我们今天刚才唱的诗歌，听到的故事，都是讲一个智者向主耶稣送礼物的故事。
But this morning, I want to talk to you about God's gift to us.
但今天早上，我想要跟大家讲一讲神给我们的礼物。
The greatest Christmas gift ever.
是这史上最伟大的圣诞礼物。
Now, as soon as I say that, you might think, oh, great.
当我这么说的时候，你心里可能已经在想啊，太好了。
Another sermon about the baby Jesus.
又要讲这个圣婴耶稣的正道了。
I already know about the baby.
我已经知道这个孩子的故事了。
We hear this every Christmas.
我们每一个圣诞节都听这个故事。
I have a friend who is a pastor.
我有一个朋友，他是一位牧师。
And he said there's a man who comes to his church every Christmas.
他说他们教会有一个人，每个圣诞主日都会来。
But only on Christmas.
而且他只有圣诞主日才会来。
And a couple years ago, after the service, he said to my friend.
然后在几年前一次敬拜之后，他就对我的朋友这位牧师说。
Every time I hear you preach about the same thing.
他说我每次听你讲到，你都是在讲同样的事情。
You never preach anything different. It's always about the baby.
你从来都是只讲那个婴孩的故事，从来不讲别的吗？
But this morning, I want you to think not just about the baby.
今天早上我想让大家来想不只是这个婴孩
But the gift that he offers to you personally today
而是他亲自的给你这个个人的礼物
Sometimes we get a gift that we might not really appreciate
有时候我们会收到一个礼物但我们并不很欣赏
Maybe we think I don't really need that
或许我们想啊，我可能不太需要这个礼物
I read about a boy who was going away to college
我曾经读到说一个男孩去到大学里面
And before he left, his father gave him a Bible.
然后在他离家之前，他父亲给了他一本圣经。
And said, "Now, son, if you ever need money,"
然后他就对儿子说，儿子啊，如果你需要钱的话
，read Jeremiah 33.
读一读这个耶利米书三十三章。
Well, the boy went away to college.
然后这个男孩就去到了大学里。
And he thought, "If I need money, reading the Bible won't help."
然后他就想说，我要想要钱的话，读圣经好像没什么帮助吧。
So he put the Bible.Somewhere in his room.
所以他就把他的这个圣经束之高阁放在屋子里。
At Christmas time, he came home.
在这个圣诞节假期，他回到家里。
And he was telling his parents how hard it was in college.
然后他就给他的父母讲说，读大学多么的艰难。
And he said, I wanted to go on a trip, but I had no money.
他就说我特别想去旅行，但是我没有钱呀。
And his father said, Did you read in your Bible?
然后他爸爸就跟他说，你有读你的圣经吗？
No, why?
没有啊，为什么要读圣经？
He said, "Go open the Bible to Jeremiah 33."
爸爸就说，打开你的圣经，耶利米书三十三章。
And when he opened his Bible,
然后当他打开他的圣经的时候
，the father had put $200 in the Bible.
他发现他爸爸已经在这个圣经里面加了$200。
Now I see some of you are looking for Jeremiah 33.
我看到你们有些人已经在翻你们的圣经，耶利米书三十三章。
Give up, it's not in your Bible.
放弃吧，你的圣经里没有的。
I want to talk about a gift.
我想要聊这个礼物的话题。
A gift that many people did not appreciate at the time.
这个礼物可能你收到的时候，很多人并没有很珍惜。
Paul was a religious scholar.
保罗曾是一个宗教的学者。
A very zealous Jewish man.
也是一个很热心的犹太人。
And he did not think of Jesus as a gift. He had no interest in this gift. But one day he's traveling on the road to Damascus. And he hears a voice from heaven. I am Jesus. The one you have been persecuting. And that voice becomes a gift that transforms all of Paul's life. Later, he's going to look back. And he's going to write this in 1 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 9.
在哥林多后书第9章。
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
他说感谢神因他有说不尽的恩赐。
He says, I can't even begin to describe how wonderful this gift is.
他说我甚至没有办法描绘这个礼物有多么的伟大。
It's the greatest gift ever.
这是最伟大的礼物。
Later, Paul is going to write a letter to the church at Rome.
后来保罗写信给在罗马的教会。
And three times in that letter, he's going to talk about God's gift.
在这封信中, 他3次提到了神的恩赐或者神给我们的礼物。
And so this morning, I want to share with you that gift.
所以今天早上我想要和大家来分享这份礼物。
And ask you, have you accepted it?
然后也问你们每一个人, 你们是否已经接受了这份礼物。
The first time Paul describes this gift in Romans, he is talking about the gift of justification. Romans chapter 3. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And are justified by his grace as a gift. Last month, I talked to you about verse 23 in that chapter.
上个月我们看到了这一章的这23节。
Paul says, all of us have sinned. All of us deserve God's judgment.
保罗说我们每一个人都犯了罪,都应得到神的审判。
There is no way we can earn an exemption from that judgment.
我们没有人有办法从这个审判中得到豁免。
There's nothing we can do to make up for our sins.
我们没有办法去弥补我们的罪。
You might say, oh, but my sins are small.
你或许会说, 哦, 我的罪是很小的。
I've told some lies.
我有说过谎。
I've cheated on a test or on my taxes.
我考试的时候作弊, 或者报税的时候作假。
I've done little things.
我做的都是一些小的坏事。
But really nothing too big.
没有什么大的错误。
Paul says you're measuring your sin by the wrong standard.
而保罗说你测量你罪的大小用的是一个错误的标准。
Because no matter how small we think our sin is,
因为不管我们认为我们的罪有多小,
we sinned against the God of the universe.
我们所得罪的都是宇宙的那位神。
Every sin is big because of the one we sin against.
我们每一个罪都是大的, 因为我们得罪的那一位他很大。
And so Paul says all have sinned.
所以保罗说世人都犯了罪。
All deserve judgment.
所有人都应得审判。
But maybe you say, well, that's okay. I sinned.
你或许会说, 哦, 好吧, 我是犯了罪。
But I'll quit sinning now and then it'll be okay.
但是我从今天开始不再犯罪了, 也就没关系了。
It won't work.
是行不通的。
First of all, you can't quit.
首先你没有办法不犯罪。
None of us in our own power have the power, the strength to conquer sin.
我们每一个人没有办法靠着自己的能力去战胜罪。
The truth is, no matter what we say about it, we are slaves to our ambition, to our lust, to our self-centeredness.
不管我们怎么说, 我们都必须要承认我们是自己的野心,是自己的欲望的奴隶。
And so we may say, okay, I'm going to get rid of this sin right here.
你或许可以说啊, 我现在再也不犯这一个罪, 这某一项罪了。
And we'll work really hard on mastering this sin.
我会很努力很努力地让自己不再犯这一样罪。
And while we're doing that,
但是当我们这么做的时候,
over here is another sin that catches us.
在旁边有另外一项罪会抓住我们。
In our own power, we cannot quit sinning.
用我们自己的能力，我们没有办法停止犯罪。
And James says,
在雅各书中说道，
Whoever keeps all of the law but fails in only one area is accountable for all.
说因为凡遵守全律法的，只要在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
So we can't quit.
所以我们没有办法不犯罪。
And second, even if you could,
其次，即使你可以，
if you said, okay, from December 23rd,
也许你说好吧，从
I'm not going to sin anymore.
3日开始，我不再犯罪了。
You still could not undo the sin of the past.
你依然没有办法弥补你之前所犯的罪。
You know, if yesterday someone robbed me,
就比如说，如果昨天有人抢劫了我，
and I saw him today and said, "You're that robber."
我今天看到他，我会对他说，哦，你就是那个强盗。
And they said, "Oh no, I'm not going to rob you today."
然后这个人说，哦，不不不，我今天可不抢劫你。
I'm not going to say, "Oh well, then in that case, it's okay."
我不会说，哦，那你今天没抢我，那你就不是强盗了。
They robbed me yesterday. They're a robber.
你昨天抢了我，你就是个强盗了。
No matter what we change,
你不管如何的改变，
we have sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
We have earned the title sinner.
所以我们也得到了那个罪人的称号。
That's who we are.
我们就是这样子。
But Paul says,
但保罗说，
we are justified as a gift.
说我们可以靠着神的恩典白白的称义，这称义是一个礼物。
This word justified is a wonderful word.
这里的这个称义是一个很美好的字眼。
Because it means that you are counted as if you had never sinned.
因为它意味着你被算作从来没有犯过罪。
It's a bigger word than forgiveness.
这个字眼要比赦免更大。
You see, if you wrong me and I forgive you,
就像你错待我，我原谅你。
The wrong is still there.
但你的错误依旧在那里。
You know it, I know it.
你自己知道，我也知道。
But to be justified means we count it as if it never happened.
但是称义意味着我们把它算作这件事从来没有发生过。
It's erased.
这个过错被涂抹了。
It's gone.
它再也不在那，它消失了。
In Psalms, it says it like this.
在诗篇中这样说道。
He is going to put our sins as far as the east is from the west.
说东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
This week, thinking about this, I realized he didn't say north and south.
这个星期当我在想这节经文的时候，我发现他没有说从北往南。
You see, if you're traveling north,
你看如果你一直往北走的话，
eventually you cross the North Pole and you start to travel south.
然后走走走，你就要走到北极，然后就开始要往南走了。
But if you're traveling east,
但是如果你往东边走，
no matter how far you go, you're still traveling east.
不管你走多远，你还是在往东边走。
They never meet.
东和西永远不会相交的。
And God says, I'm going to put your sins as far from me as east is from west.
所以神说东离西有多远，我叫你的过犯离你有多远。
I will erase it as if it never happened.
我就要把你的罪涂抹，当作它从来没有发生过。
Paul describes it like this.
保罗是这样描述的。
He says you were dead in your sins.
他说你们从前在过犯中死了。
But God has made you alive.
但是神要叫你们与基督一同活过来。
He has forgiven all your trespasses.
他涂抹了你们一切的攻击你们的字句。
And he has canceled the record of the debt.
他将这样子的字句全部撤去。
Paul paints the picture like this.
保罗是这样描绘这幅图画。
Imagine that Satan comes to God.
想象一下撒旦来到神的面前。
And he says, look at this record.
说你看啊，看这个记录。
Here is a list of what Randall did.
这是麦牧师他做的这些错事。
God looks at the page.
然后神就看着这一页。
And he says, I don't see anything there.
说我这上面什么都没有啊。
It's been covered by the blood of Christ.
因为他已经被耶稣的宝血所遮盖。
There is nothing on the account. It's clear.
所以在记录上什么都没有，是完全空白清洁的。
When I was in college,
在我上大学的时候，
we weren't allowed to take final exams if we still owed money on our school bill.
如果我们没有付清学费，我们是没有办法参加期末考试的。
We came to the end of the year.
所以在这个学期末的时候
I had worked all year
我已经花这一整年都努力的工作
But I still owed several hundred dollars
但是我还欠着几百美金的学费
And I didn't know what to do
我真是没有办法了
So the day before the exams
所以在考试前一天
I went to the business office.
我就去到这个办公室。
I was embarrassed.
我觉得很尴尬。
I said, I can't take the exams.
然后我就说我没有办法考试了。
I don't have enough money to pay off my bill.
我没有足够的钱可以付清我的学费。
So, I won't take the exam.
所以我也就不参加考试了。
The secretary said, well, let me check your bill.
然后这个秘书就说让我来查一下你的账单。
This was back, you know, in the Middle Ages before they had computers.
然后这个是在很久以前，那时候人们还没有电脑。
So she goes and she looks in her book.
所以她又在她那个里面查。
And she came back and she said, "You don't owe anything."
然后她查完跟我说，你不欠什么呀
？I said, "That's impossible."
我说不可能的。
I haven't paid my bill.
我还没付清我的学费呢。
She said, "There's it says zero."
然后她说上面写着零。
I said, "Who paid it?"
我问她谁付的。
I don't know.
她说我也不知道。
She said, "Someone came and said, 'How much does he owe and paid it?'"
他说有人就来了说问他欠多少然后就把这个余额都付了
Paul says
保罗说
You and I could never pay the debt for our sin
说你和我永远没有办法支付罪的赎价
There's no way we could cover it
我们没有办法可以去涂抹去遮掩
Jesus paid it
主耶稣为我们付了赎价
And marked it paid
而标记作已支付
That's the gift of being justified.
这就是称义的礼物。
But there's another gift that I want you to see this morning.
但今天早上我想让大家看到另外一份礼物。
Most of us here have already opened the gift of being justified.
我们在座的很多人已经打开了这份称义的礼物。
We have given our life to Christ.
我们已经把自己的生命献给了主耶稣。
Paul says there's another gift under the tree.
保罗说那树下面还有另外一份礼物。
Chapter 5.
在罗马书第五章。
If Because of one man's sin, death reigned.
他说，若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王。
Much more will those who received the gift of righteousness reign in life.
何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗
？Paul says, Adam sinned.
保罗说，亚当犯了罪。
And every one of us inherited death.
所以我们每一个人也从他那里继承了死亡。
But he says, because of Jesus Christ,
但他也说正因着主耶稣基督
we have the free gift of righteousness.
我们白白的有了这公义的礼物。
Now, chapter 3 says we have the gift of being counted right in God's eyes.
罗马书第三章说到我们有一份礼物让我们在神面前可以算为是义。
Chapter 5 says we have the gift of living righteous lives.
罗马书第五章讲到说我们有这样一份礼物可以让我们过一个公义的生活。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
Through him working in us, we can live the way God calls us to live.
借着他在我们里面做工我们可以活出神所呼召我们要过的生活。
Now some people believe in the gift of being justified.
有些人可能只相信这个称义的礼物。
But they ignore the other gift beside it.
但他们却忽视了旁边的另外一份礼物。
The gift of a righteous life.
那就是过一个公义生活的礼物。
They say no. God takes us out of the pit of sin.
他们说好，神把我们从这个罪的坑中拽了出来。
He washes us clean.
他把我们洗干净。
He clothes us in a robe of righteousness.
他让我们穿上公义的白袍。
And then he leaves us prisoner to the same sins as before.
然后我们又回到了过去那充满罪的生活。
That's kind of disappointing.
这听上去让人觉得有点失望吗
？To find out that I can never be changed.
你要突然发现，说我好像从来都没有办法改变。
That I'm always going to be like I was.
我就永远都是这样子的。
Imagine a city.
我们想象一下，在一个城镇里
，sitting on the corner.Is this poor woman dressed in rags?
在那个角落里坐着一个衣衫褴褛的女人。
She's filthy.
她满脸的污垢。
She's in despair.
她在绝望当中。
Suddenly, a carriage comes by.
突然的有一辆马车从旁边经过。
It's the prince of the kingdom.
马车上坐的是这个国家的王子。
He says, stop.
王子说停车。
They stop the carriage.
然后他们就马车停了下来。
And he says, see that woman at the curb.
他说你看到那个坐在街角上的女人了吗？
I want to marry her.
我想要娶她为妻。
She's going to be my bride.
她要成为我的新娘。
You move from there to the palace.
然后我们把场景转换到这个宫殿里。
Wedding day.
在婚礼那一天。
And here is this same woman.
还是那同样的一个女人。
Still dressed in rags.
依旧是衣衫褴褛。
Filthy.
很肮脏，很污秽。
Her hair is matted.
然后头发都缠在一起。
And around her are all of the servants.
然后他周围围着一圈的仆人。
They're holding up a beautiful wedding gown.
然后他们举着这个特别漂亮的婚纱。
No, thank you.
啊，不要。
Soaps, perfumes.
然后香皂，然后香水。
No, thank you.
那我不要。
One of them says, "Aren't you going to dress for the wedding?"
然后其中一个仆人就问说："你不为了婚礼打扮一下吗？"
No.
啊，不了。
This is the way I looked when he first saw me.
他第一次看到我的时候，我就是这个样子。
So I guess it doesn't matter how I look now.
所以我现在看上去怎么样，好像也无所谓吧。
We would say that's ridiculous.
我们会说这太荒谬了。
He loves her and he doesn't want her to stay in the same condition.
这王子爱她，他不愿意这个女人活在那同样的情景当中。
He wants her to be transformed. He wants the best for her.
他想要这个女人得到最好的，想要能够改变她。
God loved us when we were sinners.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神就爱我们。
But because he loves us, he wants to change our condition.
也正因为他爱我们，他想要改变我们的境况。
He wants us to begin to have the image that he has.
他想要我们能够拥有他的形象。
The gift of righteousness.
那公义的礼物。
Means that God wants to make you into his image.
意味着神想要把你转变成他的样子。
That means your talk will be different than it was before you were changed.
意味着你现在谈吐的方式将和你被改变之前有所不同。
Your attitude and how you treat other people will be different than it was before you were changed.
你的态度，你和别人交谈的方式也会有所不同。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you have received the gift of righteousness.
因为你已经得到了那公义的礼物。
And I think the key word there is gift.
我想这里面的关键词是这个礼物。
Because some of us struggle with this idea of a righteous life because we think it's all about trying harder.
因为我想很多人对这一点很纠结，是觉得过一个圣洁的生活就是要继续的努力。
We think, okay, I open the gift of justification.
然后就好像就说，好吧，我打开了这个公义的礼物。
And now everything else is on me. I have to work the rest of my life.
啊，我打开了这个称义的礼物，那所有剩下的一切都是我自己该做的。我接下来的余生要好好的努力。
This Christmas morning, I want to give you the good news.
今天早上在这个圣诞主日，我想要给大家分享这个好消息。
That a righteous life is also a gift.
那就是这个公义的生活也是一份礼物。
Yes, there's discipline involved.
确实是需要操练的。
But it is the joyful discipline.
但是确实充满喜乐的操练。
Of enjoying the benefits of a gift that God has given us.
去享受神所给我们的这份礼物带来的益处。
Day after day this year.
一天一天的。
You are able to say.
你将会可以说。
Because God has changed my life.
说神，因为神已经改变了我的生命。
Because he is living in me.
因为神活在我里面。
Because he is making me into his image.
因为神将我变成他的样式。
Today.
今天。
I can face this temptation in a new way.
我可以用一种新的方式来面对这样的试探。
Because I have been given the gift of righteousness.
因为我已经被给予了这公义的礼物。
One more gift.
还有一份礼物。
Chapter 6.
在罗马书第六章。
Paul says.
保罗说。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But the free gift of God is eternal life.
唯有神的恩赐是永生。
He says, because of our sin, we earned the wage of death.
他说因为我们的罪我们赚得了那死的工价。
That's not a gift, we earned it.
死亡并不是一个礼物，是因为我们
赚得的。That was the proper payment for our rebellion against God.
因为我们背叛背逆了神，那是我们所应得的工价。
But Paul says the free gift of God.
而保罗说神那里白白来的礼物
is eternal life.
是永生。
A gift is not something you earn.
礼物不是你自己赚来的。
It's a gift.
是白白得来的。
Maybe you came to church this Christmas.
或许你今天 来到教会
and in your heart you know I've earned the wages of sin.
你心里已经知道、哦、我已经得到了这个罪的工价。
I deserve God's judgment.
我应当得到神的审判。
Here's the good news of Christmas.
那对你来说圣诞节的好消息就是
you can have not what you earned.
你可以得到的不是你所赚得的
but the free gift.Of eternal life.
而是这个白白得来的礼物永生。
Eternal life is more than just a life that doesn't end.
永生并不是指生命不终结。
It is a quality of life.
而是指生命的质量。
Eternal life is not something that starts after you die.
永生也不起始于你死去的那一天。
It is life that starts when you are born again.
永生从你重生那一刻就开始了。
Your whole life is different.
你的整个生命都会不同。
Your whole life is lived in the power of Jesus Christ.
你的一生都会活在主耶稣的大能下。
And Paul says you can have that gift today.
保罗说你今天就可以得到这样的礼物。
So I want to ask you this morning.
所以我今天早上想要问大家。
The gift of being right in God's eyes, justified.
那个称义的礼物，也就是说，在神面前看为好。
The gift of living daily a righteous life.
那个公义的礼物，就是可以每天过一个公义圣洁的生活。
The gift of a new way of living.
那个过一种新生活的礼物。
A new quality of life.
一种不同的生活质量的礼物。
What are you going to do with the gift?
你要把这些礼物怎么办呢？
Because you see, it's possible to be offered a gift.
因为你看到有可能别人送你一样礼物
and never open it.
你从来不打开
just to ignore it.
你好像就把这件礼物忽视掉
you might say thank you.
你或许会说、啊、谢谢
but inside you think I don't need that.
但是心里却想啊我不需要这个
I'll just put it on the shelf somewhere.
我就把它束之高阁就好了
I've met people who look at the gift of being justified.
我有见过有人看收到这个、啊、称义的礼物
and they thinkI don't think I need that.
他说啊，我觉得我不需要这个礼物。
I've not done anything that bad.
我所做的也没有那么糟。
I've met people who think I don't really want the gift of righteousness.
我也见过有人说啊，我不是很需要这个公义的礼物。
Yeah, I'd like to go to heaven.
我是啊，很想去天堂。
But to be righteous?
但是公义。
To be transformed and live like God calls me to, now that I like my sin.
去活一个神呼召我所过的公义圣洁的生活吗？啊，算了，我还是挺享受我的罪的。
My grandfather almost never received any gifts.
我的祖父他基本上从来没有收到任何的礼物。
It wasn't because no one liked him.
不是说没有人喜欢他。
It's because my grandfather was a very proud man.
而是因为我的祖父是一个特别骄傲的人。
So if you gave him a gift.
就比如说你给他一份礼物
He would say something like this
他会对你说
Thank you
谢谢
But you know, if I had needed that, I would have bought one myself
如果我真的需要这个东西的话我自己早花钱买了
But pretty soon people just never gave him gifts
所以很快的人们就再也不给他礼物了
His own children, his grandchildren, they didn't give him any gifts
他的儿女们他的孙辈们再也不给他礼物了
Because he was going to say, well, thank you, but I don't need that, you can have it back
因为他会收到礼物说谢谢你我不需要拿回去吧
You know, it would be a tragedy.
这太是一个悲剧了。
If you came to church this Christmas,
如果你这个圣诞主日来到教会
heard about the most wonderful gift you could ever receive,
然后听到了你所能够得到的最美好的礼物
and walked away because you were too proud to accept the gift.
然后因为你自己太骄傲而不愿接受这份礼物就离开。
To walk away as a prisoner in your sins because you refuse to accept the gift of a righteous life.
因为你拒绝接受这一份公义的礼物，就转身离开，还活在你的罪中，做罪的奴仆。
This morning, I want to say to you, the gift has already been paid for.
今天早上，我想要告诉大家，这份礼物已经被支付。
I want to invite you to accept it.
我希望邀请你来接受这份礼物。
If you're here and you've never accepted Christ,
如果你今天在这里，你从来都没有接受基督。
You've never been justified.
你从来都没有被称义。
You've never given your life to Him.
你从来没有把你自己的生命献给他。
You can say God.
你可以说神啊。
I want to be transformed.
我愿意被改变。
I want to be your child.
我想要做你的儿女。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
But I want to give my life to you.
但我愿意将我的生命交给你。
And you can open the gift.
你这样就可以打开这份礼物了。
If you're here and you still struggle.
如果你在这里，然后你还在挣扎。
You're still in bondage to the sins of your past.
你还在挣扎你过去的罪对你的捆绑。
You can say, God.
你可以说神啊。
I need that gift.
我需要那份礼物。
I've tried and tried to do it on my own, and I can't.
我尝试着要靠自己的努力去做，但是我做不到。
God, I'm going to trust you to transform me into the person day by day that I need to be.
神啊，就我愿意让你将我塑造成你想让我成为的样子，每一天每一天的这样做。
Maybe you say, No, I know I'm a Christian.
或许你说，好，我是一个基督徒。
No, I know I'm living a righteous life.
我知道我也在过着一个公义的生活。
But eternal life.
但是永生。
I have met Christians.
我见过有基督徒。
Who I think they're Christians.
至少我认为他们是基督徒。
But their life does not look like an eternal life.
但他们的生活看上去可不像永生。
They are constantly defeated.
他们总是被击败。
I look at them and think, you know, if that's what it meant to be a Christian, I don't think I would want to be one.
我看着他们有时候就想说，如果他们这样子生活是基督徒的生活的话，
There's no joy.
我可不想做基督徒了。因为他们的生活没有喜乐。
There's no victory.
没有得胜。
Paul says,
保罗说，
If you're God's child,
如果你是神的儿女，
you can live an eternal life.
你可以过一个永生的生命。
That means the battles you face, you can face with confidence and joy because you're God's child.
意味着不管你面对怎样的征战，你都可以以喜乐和信心面对。
It doesn't mean everything will be easy.
这并不意味着说一切都很平顺，都很容易。
But it means you can go into a new year.
但它意味着进入新的一年。
With a new attitude.
你可以有新的态度。
That says I am God's child.
说我是神的儿女。
And I am going to live the eternal life He promises.
我要过他所应许的永生的生命。
For every one of us.
对我们每一个人。
God offers a wonderful gift this Christmas.
神为我们提供了这样一份美好的礼物。
And I hope you won't leave it unopened.
我希望你不要把礼物放在那里而不打开。
I hope you won't be like my grandfather and say, I don't think I need that.
我希望你不要像我的祖父一样说，哦，我不需要那个礼物。
But I hope that from Christmas, you will live the kind of life that God wants to give every one of us.
我希望从圣诞节开始，我们每一个人都可以过主耶稣想要让我们过的那份那样的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your wonderful gift to us.
主啊，我们为着你美好的礼物向你献上感恩。
And this Christmas Sunday, I ask that you would help us to accept that gift.
主啊，在这个圣诞的主日，我求你帮助我们每一个人来接受这份礼物。
Perhaps.Lord, there's someone here who has never given their heart to you.
或许我们中间有人，他们从来没有将他们的心归给你。
This morning, would you help them to surrender their life to you?
主啊，求你在今天早上让他们将他们的心降服在你的面前。
To say, God, I am a sinner.
对你说，主啊，我是个罪人。
But you have promised that you would make me a new person.
但是你应许你要将我变成一个新造的人。
And so this morning I give my life to you.
所以今天早上我将我的生命献给你。
I surrender control of my life to you.
我降服在你的控制掌控之中。
And I ask you to forgive my sins.
我求你赦免我的罪。
To make me a new person.
让我成为一个新造的人。
And I believe you to do that.
我也相信你会这么做。
Would you help them this morning to give themselves to you?
主啊，帮助他们，让他们在这个早上将自己献给你。
Perhaps there are Christians here this morning who need to pray and say, God, I want to be living the kind of life you have promised.
主啊，也许有我们中间有基督徒今天早上对你说，主啊，我想过你所应许我们过的那样的生活。
God, give me victory over this sin that ties me to the old life.
主啊，帮助我可以胜过这捆绑我的过去的罪。
Make me strong in this area.
让我在这个领域可以更刚强。
I believe you to do it.
我相信你。